This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح عن الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بين يدي الساعة بشيراً ونظيراً وداعياً إلى الله بإذنه وسراجاً منيراً فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين ومن صار على نهجهم إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولاً سديداً يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Indeed, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. And may the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon his final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to concentrate and focus on three verses in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these three verses are a great encouragement and reminder to us all about the journey that we are all upon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the great blessings that are in store for the believers, bi'ithinillahi ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Fussilat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّونُ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ That verily those who say Allah is our Lord and they remain steadfast upon that, that angels will descend upon them at the time of death, telling them and saying to them, fear not, nor have any grief. but receive the glad tidings of the paradise which you have been promised. We have been your supporters, meaning the malaika. We have been your supporters and your friends in this worldly life, and so we will continue to be in the hereafter. Therein, i.e. the paradise, you shall have anything that you desire and anything that you ask for. That this indeed is an accommodation, a gift from the all-forgiving, the most merciful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the journey that we are on, as we have all said, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا, that I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. I am pleased that I submit myself to my Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ, the one who is in his hand the entire dominion, that no leaf falls from the tree, no fish swims through the sea in the deepest depths of the sea, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed and commanded that. That nothing happens except by Allah's permission. Whatever you see in front of you, this is by Allah's permission. That you submit to the one who is in control of everything. That you will only fulfill what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded and stay away from that what he has prohibited, in a way and in a fashion that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught us. That every prayer that we make, we remind ourselves of this submission. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that you alone we worship and you alone we seek aid. That your salah, your prayer is not valid unless you say these verses in every single unit of your prayer. That it is not for the believing man or woman that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees a matter, that we have any choice in the matter. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, that we say we have heard and we obey. And that whoever disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, indeed that they have gone afar and great misguidance. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us, you're not looking for a way out. You're not looking for a shortcut. But as you know that you are following the most perfect way to live your life, that there is no other way, there is no other life that you desire, reminding yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and revealed on the day of Arafah to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that today I have completed your deen and completed my favor upon you and named Islam as your religion, your way of life, how you will submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who say رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they remain firm upon that. That this istiqama is not based upon your shahawat, is not based upon how you want this istiqama to be. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتِ, that you will remain firm and upright as you have been commanded. عباد الله, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how you will remain upon the straight path. And we know that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described to us this sirat al-mustaqim, this straight path, in that he drew a line in the ground, a straight line in the sand. And then on either side, that there were other lines that they were drawn. And at the other, or the end of each of these lines, there was a caller, a shaitan, taking you away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know that the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us. So you go through all of these tests and trials. You try to remain upright. The times that you made dua, the trials, the tribulations, you had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you turned back to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, you made dua. This was the journey that you went through throughout your whole life. And then at the moment of death, when your soul is to be taken, where there may be great regret. There may be a state of fear that you are all in. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a great blessing to the believers. And what is that blessing? The angels will descend upon them. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That do not be afraid and do not be sad. لَا تَخَافُوا مِنَ الْمُسْتَقْبَلِ وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا مَضَى. عَلَى مَا مَضَى. That do not be afraid of that what is in the future. And do not be sad about that what is in the past. At that time you will realize, you will grasp the sacrifice that you made. The trials and the tribulations, the patience that you demonstrated. That all of it, insha'Allah ta'ala, was all worth it. The times it was so easy to commit the haram. The times it was easy to have a shortcut. Nobody else would know that you have engaged in something that is pleasing to Allah, except Allah. But you remembered that. And the sacrifices that you made, the trials and tribulations that you went through, all of them suddenly, they become so insignificant. They become so insignificant. Why? Because the reality about the journey of our lives, of our existence, the reality is about to be brought forth without any doubt. The life of the grave, the things that we read about in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that will become an absolute reality. The shaitan on this journey in your life will try to take you away from that. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. That he is indeed to you and I clear and present enemy. So when you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Lord and you remain firm upon that, that the believers, they will have this great blessing at the time of their death. Not only that, that they will be reminded that they were your awliya and that they were your helpers in this life, as also that they will be in the hereafter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfir Allah li wa lakum min kulli dhanbin fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Praise belongs to Allah jalla wa ala. And may the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon his final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. That the angels who are supporting you and helping you in this life, and you may ask how? Because this is the reminder, this is what the malaika, the angels will say to you. We were there to help you. We were there to protect you. When you recited Ayat al-Kursi before you slept, that you had the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you slept, the angels were sent to protect you. The nafaqah or the sadaqat, the charity that you gave, that the malaika, they made dua for you. That sick person that you visited, 70,000 of them asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you until you returned home. The halaqat al-ilm, or the circles of knowledge that you attended in the masjid, the time that you spent after salah making the dhikr and the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika there, having their wings over you, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon you. All of which maybe we don't think about too often. You made dua for your brother, for your sister, and the malaika saying, Ameen wa lakumul mithl. And that to you for the same, for that what you asked for your brother or your sister, let you have that as well. This is how they supported us by Allah's permission in this life. And in the hereafter, that they will intercede, they will plead on the believer's behalf. They will be a witness to the good deeds that you and I, that we did in this life. They will plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to not to go to the hellfire, but to go to the paradise. You will have everything that you wish for, and you will have everything that you desire. Nuzulan min ghafurir rahim. This nuzal, this gift, this accommodation, this beautiful thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants to the believers, is from who? From Al-Ghafur, from Ar-Rahim, the one who forgives and forgave all of your sins, and who is Rahim, that special mercy to the believers. And as a reminder, subhanallah, that you and I will only attain and be from the people of paradise, not through your actions, not through your ijtihadat, and through your sabr and whatnot, your deeds, no. But a person will only attain the Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is as our Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, لَنْ يُدْخِلَ أَحَدٌ عَمَلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ, that none of you will earn or go to the paradise through their actions. وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, even you, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا ولا أنا إلا أن يتغمدني الله تعالى بفضله ورحمته. Even me, that I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy to envelope me, to cover me through His grace and through His mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that to achieve the paradise will ultimately be through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His blessings. And that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has mercy upon us and that He grants us those blessings so that we can be from those people. And remember that life will be full of ibtila'at, tests and tribulations. But remember, raditu billahi rabban, that you are pleased with Allah as your Lord. وَبِالْ إِسْلَامِ دِينَ, and that you are happy with Islam as your religion, your way of life. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, as your messenger. You wouldn't want to have it any other way. Because there is no sa'ada, there is no happiness, there is no salvation except worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا. تراصوا سد الخلل. Straighten the lines for the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A few announcements from the Masjid administration. The month of Dhul-Hijjah is almost upon us, so reap the rewards by giving sadaqah daily during the blessed days of Dhul-Hijjah. You can automate your sadaqah by going to greennadmasjid.org/my10days. You can also book your qurbani with Task Force GLM today. Go to taskforceglm.org/qurbani-2024. And if you'd like to donate towards our brothers and sisters in Gaza, please visit taskforceglm.org to find a variety of projects on there. The Sisters Friday Study Circle continues today at 5 p.m. in the Sisters Prayer Hall. The 309 GLM Scouts will be selling Scout-made soaps, candles and cakes outside the main entrance for Sisters. All proceeds going towards GLM Scouts for more initiatives and projects. And the Link Up Youth Club is on as usual for boys and girls this evening. The Department for Work and Pensions Careers Advice Service is in Classroom 1 on the school side. Aman Solicitors is available in the reception meeting room. And our Elders Meetup for Brothers and Sisters over the age of 60 will take place on the